accepted. That makes all the difference. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, Wendell J, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at CAFCO's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prizes and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Don't miss our wreath class Saturday, April 1st at 1 with Tina from out in the country. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. CAFCO's Spring Open House sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jeweler, Montgomery's antique and estate jeweler. They specialize in the buying and selling of quality secondhand jewelry items. Fine antique jewelry is their passion. Troop Booth is the only employee there. His grandparents started the business in 77. Troop has owned it since 2015, and he's there to give you a fair and honest price for your estate jewelry or any of the pieces you see. Heirloom Jewelers is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to 2 by appointment only. You can call or text Troop at this number, 260-0666. They also have a Facebook and Instagram page. Get a quote or an offer for the value of your jewelry at no obligation. If you ever thought of selling your old jewelry, now is the time. Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road near Watchman Drive. They're the one-of-a-kind jewelers in Montgomery.
Today's show is sponsored by social media, where you're just a six-pack and a tweet away from looking for work. Social media.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Still a ton to talk about. Stay tuned at 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. First Lady Jill Biden and Sheryl Crow are among those expected to attend a candlelight vigil tonight in memory of the 3 children and 3 adults killed in a shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville. Crow was scheduled to perform along with fellow musicians Margo Price and Ketch Sikor. The lineup also listed civic leaders, including Mayor John Cooper and Police Chief John Drake. A cold, low-pressure system spinning off the coast of California is sending bands of rain and snow across the state. Mountain travel is difficult Wednesday as the storm adds to an epic snowpack. Forecasters say the storm was not as strong as the systems that pounded the state all winter, but the chains are required for vehicles on highways through the Sierra Nevada. On Wall Street, the Dow by 323 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
You put your feelings in. You take your logic out. You vote for Joe Biden. That's what it's all about. You say it's Exxon's fault that the world will burn, but I notice you don't take your bike to work. You do the wokey pokey and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You do the wokey pokey, 'cause you're so wokey dokey. You do the wokey pokey thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about.
Page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
This just into the News Talk newsroom. I was waiting for the beeping sound to stop. A federal judge today rules in favor of the state of Alabama in his continued fight to banning transgender medicine and surgeries on minors. Again, I, in recent reading, am just dumbstruck at the number of parents who are allowing kids to go through these mutilating surgeries and go through these hormone treatments. Kids! Now, is anybody capable of having an honest memory about their childhood and growing up and going through different phases? Come on.
Sure.
And the most dangerous aspect of all of this is that it's become a social phenomenon to be transgender or any of the other. It's like, plus, with their power in the media, I'm starting to feel like a bit of a freak because I'm straight. On top of that, I have to bear the burden of being white, and we are the last on the totem pole in this country right now. So the Day of Vengeance is planned for Saturday, and here's my thing. If you're striving for acceptance, a good way to guarantee you don't get it is to shoot up a school and innocent children. That is not going to engender a lot of empathy, sympathy, or anything else to your cause. So you might want to rethink. The timing is just abysmal.
Neither is naming your get-together a Day of Vengeance.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The January 6th protesters were encouraged to protest peacefully. Not a Day of Vengeance, because we didn't get the election outcome. We still got people sitting in jails. But here, I wonder what Merrick Garland is busy doing now, besides stroking himself, to look into maybe seeing what this Day of Vengeance thing is all about. Maybe preventing another tragedy. Do you think we can do that? Matt Gaetz, he's our star of the day today. Just let the Secretary of Defense, and I don't know if it's in this clip or not, he may have even given Silly Millie, that general, who wants to call China. Oh, yeah, I'd call my counterpart in China, let him know we're launching missiles. That sort of defeats the element of surprise if you feel it's necessary to do that.
So you think hosting a drag queen story hour on a military base isn't supporting the drag queen story hour?
I stand by what I just said.
But you may stand by it, but it's belied by the evidence over and over again. I mean, are you aware of the piece? Biden's military, Air Force Base in Montana holds drag show, drag queen story hour for kids in the Western Journal. Are you aware of that?
Again, I will say what I said.
You're saying what you're saying, but I guess it just doesn't comport with the facts. General Milley, this will be my last time to question you.
Oh, he does talk
to me. You mentioned 2 years ago that you wanted to better understand white rage. And so my question is this. Did you read this book?
No, not at all.
What is White Privilege is the book, and it's actually written by a DOD official, a senior official in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and there are now hundreds of these books in dozens of schools, and I wonder if you guys connect this to your problems with recruiting.
I've never read it, never seen it. I don't even think about that stuff. I think about
Go ahead and put up the next slide.
About the readiness of the force.
Go ahead and put up the next slide, please. Okay, well, in the next slide, this is a tweet by one of your employees in charge of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it's patently racist. They say that she had to give Karen the business, that she talks about caudacity, presumably of Caucasian people.
Yeah,
so I guess, terrible. Why does the... why is that person...
You're not going to get an argument from me. That's terrible. It's wrong. She shouldn't be doing that, period.
Should she be fired?
I don't... That's a DOD employee... Not U.S. military uniform.
Should they be fired, Secretary Austin?
Again, you heard it.
What a clout ass.
This incident was investigated.
And
there's
what you do with her?
Mr. Chairman, I have a series of unanimous consent requests since my time has expired.
What objections?
First is Joint Base Langley Eustis holds drag show at Kid Friendly Festival. And the next is... U.S. military defends drag show at largest training center as, quote, essential to morale. And the next is Nellis Air Force Base hosts first ever drag queen show, essential to morale and readiness. That's a Breitbart piece. And finally, Ramstein cancels library's drag queen story time for Pride Month following criticism.
Well, objection, so ordered. Gentleman's time has expired.
Can I get copies of those? Because I'd like to take a look at those myself, actually.
How do you like that? He's got to ask a congressman for copies of stuff that's happening under his leadership. This is surreal. This is like watching Leslie Nielsen running the military as Frank Drebin. It's unreal. And at least Matt Gaetz had the receipts. All right. Okay, we'll have to hold on that because we have Rich's forecast coming up here in just a second. Yet another system, end of the week system. That's been our routine this whole year. For guys who are experiencing any number of symptoms, starting with just a lack of interest, plowing through the day, just hoping to get through your work day to go home and grab something to eat, curl up, and fall asleep. You're not paying attention to your significant other. These are medical situations, and they can be treated and remedied very quickly and with solutions that are not available over the counter, but must be prescribed by a diagnosing board-certified urologist like they have at Montgomery Men's Health. $99. It's a simple test. I've taken it. And you need to know the testosterone number. And you also get your PSA number with that same test, which is important for prostate health. Make sure your number is within the guidelines. Once that number is known, the T level, once that number is known, then they can go about prescribing real medical, medicinal solutions to elevate or correct the problem. It comes with aging, sometimes with not getting enough sleep, with improper diet. There's a whole bunch of different causes and ways to get there. But if you're there, you can fix it. That's the important thing. If your libido is flatlined, guess what? That goes with the program. And solutions for other issues, again, only available at Montgomery Men's Health. And they have helped thousands of men. So get real solutions for real medical conditions that affect men. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com or call 440-3663.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we trimming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. We've been kind of cool compared to normal today, and tonight we're headed for a chilly one. Definitely jacket weather. Mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 43, but tomorrow is a great day. Sunshine, comfortable, warming trend. High temperature up to about 77. We will be back to the mid-80s on Friday, still dry. We're looking at another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh my God!
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, this is a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby!
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, I'll let you have a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo! And we're humble. I just like that song. That's very... I once wanted to program a radio station format because when I first came into the business, I did not want to be on the air. I wanted to build formats. And so I spent a lot of time studying listeners. And I was into a concept I called psychographics. It was crude research, but it was trying to measure how people reacted in one word association to particular songs. And I wanted to get the call letters WPMA and program a music station that would have nothing but positive music or music that produced positive reactions or inspiring reactions. Nobody's done that. But since I just announced it on the air, that gives me technically a copyright. And nobody's ever going to question Rosie as a witness. Because Rosie don't lie for nobody, for no reason. All right. We have Billy on the phone at 272-9228. Billy, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg. I hope you and your staff are doing pretty well. Thank you for just playing that clip of that clown that our young men and women have to call their leader.
That's disgraceful. Those two need to go.
That man could not command himself out of a wet paper bag, let alone lead a group of troops into battle.
It's disgraceful.
I would love for somebody, maybe they could pull his record and see exactly how did he get and ascend to the position he has today.
Look, everybody in this administration, including the nitwit they trot out there in the press conferences, was picked not because of their competence, but because of some box they check off with color or sexual proclivity or whatever it is they're looking for. And frankly, that should never be a consideration for anybody because what you like to do in bed is your own damn business and you don't need to be announcing it to the world. I don't care. Stop with the pride in what? How about some pride in America, a country that allows you to live your life, but apparently that's just not good enough for some.
Well, my son just recently did his 4 years in the U.S. military, in the United States Army, and I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of what he learned.
You should be, and so are we.
And I'm very proud of the people that he served beside. But my thoughts and prayers go out to those poor souls that are still in there that have to listen to this idiot.
Yeah.
And the subordinates that he has under him. You know, if they don't agree with his agenda, they're out.
Yeah.
The United
States, nothing to do with military tactics or anything else. This is what I would love to know. How many billions of dollars are being pissed away by our military? Because once again, you want these gender transitions and all these other, the military's doing that for their people, and abortions and you name it, on our dime. That's not why somebody should be joining the military, so they can change sexes. Get out of here with that.
I'm here to tell you right now, Greg, everybody here listening audience, keep buying your ammunition, keep stocking up on your weapons, because the day's going to come where we're going to have to use them here on American soil, because the clowns up there in Washington, the leaders that we think are going to leave this country and defend our nation, they don't exist no more. You have a good day, brother.
I appreciate it. And you're not the only one urging people to stock up. But here's one thing I want to remind everybody of. There was a lot of this when Obama became president, because we all, those of us who paid attention, knew how radical he was. And all you had to do is watch the behavior. That's how you figure anybody out in this world, is they can say whatever they want, but what's the behavior tell you? And with him, it was the same thing. That's why there were a million people in D.C. at that first rally. In fact, well over a million. And that's when I had that horrible, chilling experience at the train station in Raleigh, North Carolina, coming back from that incredibly inspiring event. When I looked at the front page of the Charlotte Observer, was it Charlotte or Raleigh? I forget. Whatever the point, on Sunday morning, expecting to see the front page filled with photos of this amazing Woodstockian level experience, and not a damn thing. Just a couple of paragraphs in the second section. And Obama, who was in the White House that day but left on Marine One, flew over and he didn't see anything. Whoa! Nobody there! But you know, he looked out the window and knew all of those people were there because they did not like him. By that meaning his politics. What an opportunity squandered that man was. But now he's as good as back in the White House. Because do you really think a guy, we played the clip earlier of Joe Biden being guided off Air Force One, literally, like by the way a nurse would guide somebody out of their room to drag queen story out at the old folks on behind the building. Well, follow the blue. That's our president. You follow the blue marks. And he's shuffling along. He reminds me at times of that Tim Conway character, that old man he used to play in the Carol Burnett show. That guy. He's just not, so you know somebody in his impaired condition is not pulling the levers of government. But I think we all know who is. Because now he can do everything he wants behind the protection of his home, right down the street from the White House. And even, Corinne Jean-Pierre Pizwit actually mentioned him by name at one of the press conferences. President Obama said, Biden. And of course, the media, I don't know what's in it for them. It must be something special because they just lap it up and spit it back out. Groundbreaking analysis, COVID vaccines caused 300,000 excess deaths. The vaccines, not COVID, the vaccines, and $147 billion in damage to the economy last year. Last year, going back 3 years ago, when we were in the process of watching our businesses close and being told when we could go out and how far away we had to stand from people and people getting into fights and being called murderers because they broke a social distance rule. That's what that little son of a bitch Fauci needs to pay for. I got the trailer for that movie about him. Maybe we'll play some of that here in a minute. Brad McDonald is in transit today. And this is, again, reason I don't even want my ashes on an airplane. Flight delays and issues. So not likely we'll hear from him before 6. The market had a slightly up day. And just to let you know, I'm in an account at Invista Advisors. And as I told Rosie just a minute ago, it's what stands between me and destitution. It's not a ton of money, but it's there. And so I looked at it today, and it was down $9, which is exactly what I expected. It's grown. Don't get me wrong. It's grown by 8%. That's a very good rate of growth since I first started putting money in this account. But you have days where it's up or a little down. But when you have great exposure to volatile markets, those are the days where you can see losses, substantial losses. And on the other hand, if it bounces back, then you see substantial gains. That is not right for me at this point in my life. I don't need to be nervous. And I'm not. I'm not. I love what he teaches us about finance, marketing, and the work they do at Invista Advisors to research what might be coming next. So I just think it's a great idea. You don't have to bring your checkbook or any money. And nobody's going to try to sell you anything. But sitting down with a financial planner is a great, smart move that will not only be educational for you, but get some real input from people who can help you plan for your future goals. Make the appointment at 387-0094. It's a wonderful building, nice people. When you walk in, you kind of feel the buzz. What's going on there at Invista Advisors? Once again, the number is 387-0094. Transvestite mob decries calls to release Nashville Killers Manifesto. That has to come out. The investigation is ongoing. When they do that, that gives them time for people to let their imaginations run amok. We need to know what's in that manifesto. What are we dealing with here? And today, Andy No, and who else got their account suspended? And Marjorie Taylor Greene, Twitter account still suspended for warning the public about this Trans Day of Vengeance. Well, if they're going to have a Trans Day of Vengeance, vengeance sounds violent to me. I think we should be allowed to know. What are they planning? Where is this going to happen, this Day of Vengeance? And vengeance for what? Those of us who are horrified by yesterday, does that make us phobes? It's like this whole nonsense with Islamophobia. When people are so dedicated to a faith, a particular aspect of a faith, that they're willing to fly a plane load of people into a tall building to make their point, having some phobia exist following events like that, I think it's understandable. Who else is like that? Who else is planning a similar event? I mean, yeah, they make me nervous. This is just out there. Day of Vengeance.
I'm just wondering, Greg, how does that square with the fight against Second Amendment rights?
Well, see, it's okay. They don't want us to have guns. They don't want Christians to have guns because you'll be dangerous. Rosie, this goes back to something I know long-term listeners of the show remember this. I have been saying one of the great failures in this country has been for Christian groups to, no matter what denomination, to band together to understand that your freedom of religion is under nonstop assault. You are being blamed because of your Christianity for all the problems. So fight back as a unit. Coalesce. That's how these people get to the positions they do, because they are constantly collaborating and growing their power. And just like Donald Trump and more Trump than DeSantis, but going back and forth about and Ron DeSanctimonious and all this. What a waste of energy and time and self-defeating that is. The only way we're ever going to beat all of this is to get together in a cooperative manner and say we've had enough. Suppose the Christians were planning a day of vengeance. You can bet Merrick Garland would have every FBI agent in America somewhere investigating. I mean, look what they did with the parents at school board meetings. And that's why Virginia ultimately turned red. Well, I see they have sold 7 vehicles to check. And I know this because when I checked the website this morning, there were 494. No surprise. They have over 200 cars under $20,000. And I'm going to look at Jack Ingram Volkswagen here for a minute, where they have some great starter cars. You got a new driver in the family, the Passat. That is an awesome car, full of safety features. Here's one. It's a 2014. It's 9 years old, looks brand new, and it only has 46,000 miles. And the best safety features on the planet. And you can drive off the lot with the online deal for $287 a month. There's a 2018 Passat you can actually get for a little less. In fact, several Passat buying opportunities, all a little bit below or above $300 a month, if payment is the way you approach your budget with cars. Hey, they got some nice Jettas, too. 2020 Volkswagen Jetta with only 21,000 miles, $348 a month, and that is a beautiful machine. Passats, Tiguans, they got a lot of new brand new Tiguans in there. That's an awesome SUV. More recent vintage SFO from Signature Used to brand new. They've got lots of choices for you at Jack Ingram Volkswagen on the Boulevard, one of the coolest dealerships I have ever visited in my entire life. And a staff that has product knowledge beyond calculation. Oh, and they also have one of the Volkswagen IDs. That's their all-electric model in. A car that can literally turn in its own space 360 degrees. Amazing engineering, great products, great value at Jack Ingram Volkswagen on the Boulevard and at jackingramvolkswagen.com. 533.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Very busy all over Montgomery. We've got a lot of traffic on I-85 northbound. Very slow moving from East Boulevard all the way to Taylor. Taylor Road is wrapped up this afternoon. A lot of congestion there, as well as Atlanta Highway between East Boulevard and Taylor. Got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Light to moderate now, and an accident. Narrow Lane Road right at the CVS at East South Boulevard. Use caution there. And on Highway 14 in Millbrook, this is going to be right near the KFC. We believe they've got that one taken care of. But watch out for emergency units just in case. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Have your eyebrows threaded at Z-Threading. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew from WAKA Channel 8. In Montgomery, police are searching for suspects in a fatal early morning stabbing. 42-year-old Terrence Lawson was found in the 1700 block of South Holt Street this morning around 2:40 with life-threatening injuries. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. If you have any information that could help solve this case, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The founder of Cadell Construction here in Montgomery has died. A company spokesperson said John Cadell died peacefully Monday with his family by his side. An internationally known businessman and philanthropist, Cadell was a lifelong resident of Montgomery. John Cadell was 93 years old. Bucky's newest travel center is set to open its doors in Auburn. Located at 2500 Bucky's Boulevard off I-85, Bucky's is more than 53,000 square feet and offers 120 fueling positions. Bucky's grand opening will be held Monday, April 10th. I'm Ellis Askew from WAKA Channel 8.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been kind of cool compared to normal today, and tonight we're headed for a chilly one. Definitely jacket weather. Mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 43, but tomorrow is a great day. Sunshine, comfortable, warming trend. High temperature up to about 77. We will be back to the mid-80s on Friday, still dry. We're looking at another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Jeff Bezos, your internet commerce overlord. Oh, and soon I shall become your landlord. Yeah, I'm heavily invested in a new startup that purchases single-family dwellings and turns them into rental properties. You see, the American dream of home ownership is my dream as well. It's just that I dream a little bigger and want to own everyone's home. Best of all, you can buy shares in these homes for as little as $100. So we can become landlords together. Of course, as the majority owner, if the tenant complains of a clogged toilet, I must insist that you're the one who'll have to go over to plunge it.
Well, we can never have enough, right? I wish I'd come across the story while Jacqueline Tomlinson was with us earlier this afternoon. A divorce that scandalized Manhattan society has quietly been settled for more than $1 billion.
Wow.
Billionaire hedge fund manager, I guess that's the career to get into, because those guys, the guy owns the New York Mets. He's spending a lot more money than they'll ever take in this year because he wants to win. It's his toy. That's the way to do it. And everybody in baseball hates him because they can't keep up with him. Although I don't know, you know what? You can be real stupid with all the money in the world.
Yeah.
Having the highest payroll in baseball does not mean you're going to win the World Series. Back to this. So hedge fund manager Israel Englander That's an interesting name. Two countries in one name. Israel Englander. One of the world's richest men has agreed to pay former wife Carol upwards of $1 billion after she left him for a woman following more than 40 years of marriage. The settlement comes after she filed an astonishing civil lawsuit alleging that the 74-year-old Millennium Management co-founder, who is actually worth $11.3 billion, according to Forbes, became enraged when she fell in love with Swiss gallerist. What the hell is that? Dominique Levy, age 55. She owns the prestigious Dominique Levy Gallery on Madison Avenue, which sells works by artists like... I've never heard of these people either. A lot of money, a lot of people I've never heard of.
You have to be an elite.
Pardon me, can I scotch tape my nostrils in the up position to my forehead? So, in this suit, the two women allege that Israel terrorized them both in a supposed effort to bilk her out of billions in the divorce by making her sign a 2020 post-nuptial agreement. The filing was mysteriously withdrawn a week later, and the divorce was settled privately out of court. I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking for a friend here, but wouldn't that kind of... This guy should feel like he was defrauded. I'm not saying he's any angel. Who the hell knows? Hedge fund people probably have to have, you know, be
after
cut from...
40 years.
Yeah. And since he's worth $11.3 billion, what's $1 billion? Give it to her. I bet the lawyers did very well in that case. Let's see. The suit also alleges that this hedge fund titan... I've always wanted to be one of those. I was once a titan of radio. I'm still in radio, but I've retired from my titancy. Also carried out a years-long campaign of duress against the two women, having them followed and photographed and hacking their emails and phones and blah, 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 blah. So I'm just bringing the story up to say, yeah, everybody's got troubles.
Maybe she was looking for a companion because he wasn't one.
I want to thank my great virtual producers, Mark Cumby and Morris Drindenberg, who send me so much great content. And Morris just sent me a reminder about an episode of All in the Family. This is a show from the 70s. In this, Archie, the bigot, drove a cab on Sundays to make extra money. And the episode is based on the fact that the passenger, a woman passenger that he had in his cab, passed out. So he pulls over to the side of the road, gives the passenger mouth to mouth, and she survives. Her name is Beverly. She later looks up Archie to express her gratitude by giving $50 and because she had never paid for the fare. But it turns out that Beverly was a female impersonator who did drag shows. See, that's where that universe used to be. In nightclubs and stuff. Not in kindergartens. Can you imagine an episode of All in the Family based on that today? Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey, what'd you do today, Joey? Not our Joey. That was Archie's grandson. But we had a drag queen story hour at school. See how that ended. So anyway, Archie goes from... Because now he's a hero. Now the media wants to publicize what he did and all this. But now he finds out that he was really giving mouth to mouth to another man. And he just about flatly denies that he had anything to do with rescuing this person. It's really a funny episode. And this female impersonator eventually becomes friends with the Bunkers. But the funny part was... the reactions, which are kind of normal, understandable. Because what they did with that show and in those days was hold up the mirror. And eventually when you're watching a show like that, would say, well, how would I feel if I had See, he wasn't. It wasn't that he was mad that he had saved her life. He was mad that she was a man, and he didn't want any publicity for mouth to mouth with a man. That's basically what it boiled down to. But it made everybody that watched it think introspectively. Oh, wait a minute. This is even bigger breaking news. Holy cow.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Producer Mark Cumby says Buc-ee's in Auburn is set to open on April 10th.
Wow.
I love the way David Blackman explained Buc-ee's. They have like 150 gas pumps. And the stores, the convenience stores, they're bigger than, they're like little Walmarts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like way here at Walmart, their fuel areas away from their store area. So you got to keep getting in and out of the car. At Buc-ee's, you just park, fill, go in, get what you need, and go on your way. And they're very popular places. And I understand that they also have a lot of really cool food options.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll plan a big day to go to the new Buc-ee's. But I'm not going the day they open. I'm going to let the excitement settle down. Maybe drive by there in May or June.
I bet the college kids are going to love it.
No doubt. All right, what have we missed today? What else is in the news? I had some more audio here. We're relaxing, folks. We're at the end here. Eddie Bader tagged you in a very, very well. Oh. Well, Eddie, you're welcome. You're a good guy, man. Thank you. I want to see if we have any more audio that I set up and never got around to playing. That happens all the time on this show. Those of you who are long-term listeners know. FAA, da-da-da. Oh, and the Major League Baseball season starts tomorrow.
Yay.
So today is the day that they all, after 6 weeks of giving people a second chance or a first chance, they find out whether or not that's got to be like a really incredible thing to find out that you are going to the Major Leagues. You are going to travel on chartered planes. You're going to stay in first-class five-star hotels wherever you play. And you will make a minimum wage, I think this year in baseball, $720,000. I could probably scrape by on that. Let's see what that comes to. When I was interviewed in South Florida, they always did TV features on morning radio people because we were weird. We were different. And one time, one of the reporters says, "How much do you make?" So I said, "I make about the same as a rookie major leaguer," which at that time was 170, I think. And now it's 720. So and baseball players get paid from April 15th to October 15th, 6 months, twice a month. So let's see, $720,000 divided by six equals $120,000 a month. Divided by two, that's $60,000. I once played golf with a major league pitcher named Jay Howell, who was a really good pitcher, relief pitcher, played for the Yankees. That's where I met him when the Yankees trained in Fort Lauderdale. He's a friend of a friend of mine. And then he played for the Dodgers, and I think he did some stuff in the World Series. But of all the interesting stories, and these are guys talking outside the locker room, you know, a lot of that stuff stays in there. You never hear about it. But it's interesting, and he was talking about Bill Buckner, the guy who famously or infamously let the ball go through his legs in the 1986 World Series and had to face the scorn and hate of Boston people for like 30 years. Ridiculous. When he was brought up to the major leagues, he was in the locker room, and Bill Buckner was in the whirlpool. And it was payday, and Buckner has a big cigar in his mouth, and he's holding up his check. "Hey, rookie, this is when you know you've made it." And the check was $60,000. And when he told that story, because everybody knew what Bill Buckner looked like, and you can just imagine this guy sitting in his whirlpool, hanging onto a $60,000 check. Jay did pretty well for himself, too, salary-wise, as he gained experience. I don't know, that was an inside baseball story. What'd you think?
Boring!
All right, sorry.
I thought it was good.
And every week we get a service called F My Life. And the value of this, it's just a place people go and say, I had a bad day. Today I told my dog to give me the stick that he had in his mouth so I could throw it for him. After I picked it up, I realized it was a dried out dog log.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Today I was working from home when I mistakenly turned on my video camera during a conference call. I was wearing pajama pants and a t-shirt with a Cannibal Corpse album cover on it.
Oh, no.
That's the day, you know, the Zoom thing. That started 3 years ago, right? Everybody was Zooming. I was always suspicious as to how effective that was for most people. Come on. Sit in front of a screen all day long, working hard. Today I was rushing to get to work on time and grab what I thought was my coffee mug. It wasn't until I was in the car that I realized I had grabbed my husband's urinalysis cup.
Oh, no.
Not quite the morning boost I was expecting. Difference. Hey, you can do things like that in the early morning gloom.
Yeah.
It's dark. Today I was on a first date with a guy I met online. He seemed nice at first, but as we were walking, he suddenly stopped and said, I have to pee. He walked over to urinate on a nearby tree while I awkwardly stood there. Who would do that? That sounds like something you'd see on Seinfeld.
Would have gone the other way.
On a first date? I guess he must not have been too impressed. Because if you're going to do that, you obviously, maybe that's a way out of the first date. I don't know. But, you know, in sympathy to the woman that wrote that, my goodness, that's a heck of a story to tell your friends. Today I was supposed to have an important work video call with several members of management. However, when I logged onto the call, I realized that I had a cat filter on my feed and could not figure out how to turn it off. The lead manager was not amused and said I was having a boomer moment. Cat filter is something that changes your image and gives you a cat-like appearance.
Like with the little ears and stuff.
Yeah. Today at work, I had toast thrown at me by an old 60s hippie who also happens to have a dead cat in his freezer. I love retirement homes. Today, a cute guy who works in my building said, wow, you look hot. I blushed and replied, oh, thanks. He then said, oh, no, I meant you look sweaty. Is it hot outside? What a come down.
Yeah.
Today, I went to a restaurant for a second date. As we were eating, a piece of food got stuck in my teeth. I tried, and I've had this happen, tried to discreetly remove it, but it ended up spitting it across the table and onto my date's glasses.
Oh, no.
Hey, sometimes that can, you know, be the big icebreaker between two people. Today, I went to a park with a guy I've been infatuated with for a long time. We got into his car and found a lovely, lonely spot. Then he started talking about kinks, and I noticed that he had a gorilla suit in the back. You know, my daughter says that single men in South Florida are pretty wretched. It's a pretty wretched group. That's what she says.
Yeah.
We are going to get our final traffic update for the afternoon here at 5:54.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We had an accident earlier on East South Boulevard at Narrow Lane, right at the CVS on Narrow Lane is where the accident occurred. However, they didn't clean it up. They left a bunch of debris in the roadway there. Folks are having to drive around it. Please use caution there still. And we've got an accident now, 2900 block McGee Road in front of Regions. Also, if you're exiting I-85 northbound at Taylor Road right before East Chase Parkway, once you make the right turn, we've got an accident there. Traffic's backed up on I-85 northbound from Taylor almost to the East Boulevard. Please use caution wherever you are. Very busy out there this afternoon. Registration for summer classes going on now at Trenum State. Scholarships are available. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and soon you turn and realize, hey, I'm starting to speak another language. How'd that happen?
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Jeff Barranco here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
All right, big finish.
Show's over, folks.
That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The head of the UN's Atomic Energy Watchdog is warning of the danger of a catastrophic accident at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant because of increased fighting in the area. Rafael Mariano Grossi made the comment after returning from a visit to the plant, which is in a partially Russian-occupied zone. An FBI informant who marched to the U.S. Capitol with fellow Proud Boys members has testified that he didn't know of any plans for the group to invade the building on January 6.